I thought that I should come over and hear what you had to say. And they can't, but we could. And maybe, baby, we could kick it every day if you want. That I would. Baby, what you want me to say? Hey, if you need a little bit of loving, would you let me know? I've been all around the world, I've never seen you before. Honey, if you're thinking we can kick it, would you say the word? Just tell me what you need.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your dial and streaming online. You just heard from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band's new album, Great Big House. You heard Great Big House and Hula Girl. I love a lot of things about Berlin's music, but one thing cool, too, is that if you listen to his albums, the songs are all different styles and different things going on with his music. Nothing boring about it. And then after that, you heard a new single, Kickin' It, from Ben Knight. You saw him a number of years ago opening for Joanne Shaw Taylor at Thunder Road. This kid is good. In his early 20s, fronts the band, sings lead, plays keyboards. Great stuff. Excellent performer. Ben Knight, local guy. Now let's see, what do I have? Speaking of local, like, stick one more local in, for a few more maybe. One. I have the local band Lucretia's Daggers with Thoughts and Prayers from their 2019 EP of the same name. The band is a dark lyrical electro-rock band formed in 2001. So here's Lucretia's Daggers with Thoughts and Prayers.
Thank you. damn mercy. One, two.
She wore a long black dress with black fingernails and big blue eyes. She said, "Now one night with your daddy might be your untimely demise."
Now it's all over, all I can do is wish you well.
right, that set started with local band Lucretia's Daggers with Thoughts and Prayers from their 2019 EP of the same name. You know, Thoughts and Prayers is always what tends to be the answer when there's mass shootings, and she's making her comment on that. Then after that, you heard Pack Rat's Smokehouse, Kings of the Florida Swamp Blues with Hoodoo Woman's Blues from their album Men of the Swamp Live. Specializing in Florida Swamp Blues, the four-piece band was formed in 1989 in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, by Anthony Packrat Thompson and Robert Lightning Boy Thomas, harmonica player and guitarist, respectively. Then you heard Michael Lee with doing B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone from his 2019 self-titled album, his second album. Lee is based in Fort Worth, Texas, grew up around blues and country music, and released his first album in 2014. And that's probably a good lead into Serious Guitar Time. Yeah, got a couple of sets of that coming. I'm going to start with the Tylus Morris Band with Willie the Wimp from his 2018 album Next in Line, his third album. He's a local artist, and when he was 11, Morris began playing regularly at the C-Note in Howell, Mass. Began writing music at 13, recorded his first album at 15. Not sure, about 8, we'll say around 18 now, something like that, maybe a little bit more. And yeah, 2016, he was selected to play the Guitar Gods Festival with Yngwie Malmsteen, Steve Vai, Rudy Sarzo, and others. That's quite a great thing there. And I saw Christone Kingfish Ingram in concert a couple of weeks ago, and he invited Tylus Morris to come up and join him in a song, and they sounded great together. So here's Tylus Morris Band with Willie the Wimp from Next in Line.
Yeah.
right, got a little bit silly there, because why not? Yeah, that's not exactly serious guitar, but I appended it to the set since there was all a bunch of Willies there. And that was, I found it amusing to include Little Willie by the British glam rock band Sweet, or sometimes called The Sweet. And the single was released in 1972, was their biggest hit in the U.S., reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 and the number 18 song for 1973. Like, huh? Was also on Sweet's self-titled debut album in the U.S. in 73. Man, I remember that song being on the radio all the time and found it quite annoying. We used to make fun of it and stuff. But I did like other songs by the band. Before that, you heard Sean Chambers with Boxcar Willie from his album Welcome to My Blues. Chambers grew up in the Gulf Coast of Florida, loved blues and blues rock guitar. He released his debut album in 1998 after 15 years of playing in clubs. That year, he was asked to play with Hubert Sumlin at a Memphis Blues Festival, then went on to tour with him, and he's since had the opportunity to share stages and sit in with many of his blues and blues rock heroes, who he tours mostly in Florida. Before that, you heard, what am I doing here? Oh, good, I didn't write it down. That's okay, you heard Frank Zappa with Willie the Wimp, his parts 1 and 2. That was from the Live at the Fillmore East album. I would have rather played you the version on his Hot Rats album with Captain Beefheart doing vocals, but it was too long, it's very long. But I believe that was Frank Zappa on guitar there too. And people don't realize he's quite a guitarist himself. And then the set started with the Tyler Morris Band doing Willie the Wimp. So we had Willie the Pimp and Willie the Wimp. And that Willie the Wimp thing, that's based on a real person. He was like the son of some mobbed up guy or something, and he did that. When his son died, he had a Cadillac coffin for him. Wild stuff. And I didn't write it down. Tyler Morris has a show coming up. I'll try to look it up after the next set, because I forgot to write it down again. He does have something, a show coming up. I will find it for you. Meanwhile, got Serious Guitar Time Part 2, starting with Christo and Kingfish Ingram. A 20-year-old guitarist from Clarksville, Mississippi, not far from where Muddy Waters spent his childhood, and near Robert Johnson's mythic crossroads. He loves the blues and was well-versed in Delta blues. Kingfish was recorded in Nashville with Grammy winner Tom Hambridge, who's done a lot of work with Buddy Guy and others. And I saw Kingfish a couple of weeks ago, and what a show. It's one of those things where you watch him playing guitar and you just, your mouth goes wide open. You say, wow, it's that good. And speaking of Buddy Guy, he's been a mentor to Kingfish, and he joins him on this song, Fresh Out.
My breakfast, no butter on my roll. I ain't got a drop of milk for the cornflakes in my bowl. I'm fresh out. Baby, I'm all fresh out. Jelly in the jar, no flour in the sack. I ain't got nothing cooking, babe. Please, won't you come back? I'm fresh out. I'm all fresh out. Ain't had
of Johnny Walker Red. Nobody in this big house but me in my empty bed. I'm fresh out. Baby, I'm fresh out. Fresh out. Yeah, no doubt. I'm fresh out.
Hey everybody, this is Walter Trout, and you're right here listening to Marion Farrow on Rock Under the Radar. Right here on WMFO.
That's Tufts University Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass. Morning.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Let's see now. What did we just hear? You know, I can give you one more. Yeah, I can give you one more here. All right.
Train, sit on a stage, not show my
right, that was just Samantha Fish with Bulletproof from her new album, Killer Be Kind. Before that, you heard from Germany 4 Cool Cats with their single, The Beast. Series guitarist being Guy Evenvandal. Before that, Walter Trout with Something Inside of Me from Survivor Blues. And then the set started with Christine Kingfish Ingram with Fresh Out, in which he was joined by Buddy Guy. So that's it for me today.